You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
With that short, sweet, and hip tune from legendary pianist Dave Brubeck, we welcome you to a new episode of our show called Neon Jazz. In a craft built upon improv and timelessness, this episode will be dedicated to a stack of short songs by the kings and queens of jazz that got their music points across in a short amount of time, along with a smidge of information on the musicians that make the songs in small bite-sized morsels. So this is what Dave had to say about fame when it started getting thick for him. This is what he said. 7 a.m, there's a knock at the door, and there's Duke Ellington, handing me the magazine and saying, "Dave, you're on the cover." He was happy for me, but I was so disappointed because it should have been him. They got him around finally a couple years later, and it just bothered me that it was me instead of him. And that, there was Dave. Welcome to another hour of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Dimino, coming to you from a town that was once the swingin'est Paris shadow on the jazz map and remains a vital hub for the craft today, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best of our jazz listening wardrobe, with music from cats like Hoagie Carmichael, Louis Armstrong, Mr. Miles Davis, and many more. Our next track comes from bebop trumpeter, one of my favorites, Howard McGhee, with the 1948 song Fiesta.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was multi-award-winning trumpeter, composer, and record label owner Dave Douglas with the 2004 song Passing Through off his Strange Liberation album. 2013 marks the 50th birthday year for Dave Douglas as the unassuming king of independent jazz, and his goal in 2013 is to hit all 50 U.S. states in person with his horn. Chances are he's going to swing through KC. Our next pocket of jazz comes from the duo of producer Quincy Jones and comedian Bill Cosby, and in this song, they're Jazz Cats, with the 1969 song, Jimmy Cookin' on Top.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Oi, canoeiro, bota a rede no mar. 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 Cerca o peixe, bate o remo, puxa a corda, acorda a rede. Oi, canoeiro, bota a rede no mar. Vai ter presente pra Chiquinha e ter presente pra Iaiá. Oi, canoeiro, bota a rede no mar. Oi, canoeiro, canoeiro, bota a rede no mar. Oi, canoeiro, bota a rede no mar. bata a rede no mar. Oi, canoeiro, bata a rede no mar. Certo o peixe, bate o remo, puxa a corda, colhe a rede. Oi, canoeiro, bota a rede no mar. Oi, canoeiro, canoeiro, bota a rede no mar. Oi, canoeiro, bota a rede no mar. Oi, canoeiro, canoeiro, bota a rede no mar. Oi, canoeiro, bota a rede no mar. Bota a rede no mar. Bota a rede no mar.
That was the Queen of Bossa Nova and the Girl from Ipanema, Brazilian singer Astru Gilberto, with the 1967 song Canheiro off her Diva album. Because she seldom granted interviews, there is false speculation on how she did record with Stan Getz in the famed Ipanema song. It was her ex-husband, João Gilberto, who got her that gig. So there you go. We can dispense with rumor. From the voice of bossa nova to a jazz sound like no other, here's Blossom Dearie, the 1958 song, Down With Love. Are you?
Down with love, the flowers and rice and shoes. Down with love, the root of all midnight blues. Down with things that give you that well-known pain. Take that moon and wrap it in cellophane. Down with love, let's liquidate all its friends. Moon and June and roses and rainbows ends. Down with songs that moan about night and day. Down with love, yes, take it away, away. Take it away, take it away. Give it back to the birds and the bees and the V&Ds. Down with eyes, romantic and stupid. Down with sighs, down with Cupid. Brother, let's stuff that dove. Down with love. Down with love, the flowers and rice and shoes. Down with love, the root of all midnight blues. Down with things that give you that well-known pain. Take that moon and wrap it in cellophane. Down with love, let's liquidate all its friends. Moon and June and roses and rainbows ends. Down with songs that moan about night and day. Down with love, yes, take it away, away. Take it away, take it away. Give it back to the birds and the bees and the V&Es. Down with eyes, romantic and stupid. Down with sighs, down with Cupid. Brother, let's stuff that dove. Down with love. Down, down, down with love.
Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I'm just Demi.
That was a bona fide jazz standard there. The 1933 recording of Tea for Two from jazz piano icon Art Tatum. His style was controversial, and some critics questioned whether he was an official jazz musician. Some dismissed his playing as ornate window dressing and the pianist himself as a novelty, while others saw him as the new and improved second coming of stride legend Fats Waller. I tend to go with the latter, but it's good in the world of jazz to debate a little bit. Let's listen to a few more ladies of jazz on this next block here on Neon Jazz. This is the dashing Julie London singing What Is This Thing Called Love?
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Oh, who can solve this mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my love and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love? What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Oh, who can solve this mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my love and then you threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing, this funny thing? What is this thing called love?
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
If you want to have fun, come on with me. You can stay all night and play with my TV. TV is the thing that's here. TV is the thing this year. Radio is great, but it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Last night I was watching old time mix. My TV broke and I was in a fix. I got on the phone to call my man and said, get here, daddy, as fast as you can. TV is the thing this year. TV is the thing this year. Radio is great, but it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Yeah, TV is the thing this year. TV is the thing this year. Radio is great, but it's out of date. TV is the thing this year.
That was Grammy Award-winning voice Diane Reeves with the song TV is the Thing this year off the 2005 album for the soundtrack Good Night and Good Luck. During the mid-80s, she toured with Harry Belafonte as the lead singer, and this proved an instrumental period for her to ready herself as a soloist, and she's done quite well. This next one comes from Mr. Charlie Hayden with the song The Interlude off his 1969 album called Liberation Music Orchestra.
Thank you.
That was a unique jazz man there, Hoagie Carmichael, with the 1956 tune Georgia on My Mind. He was a master performer and a composer that ranks right up there with the great Duke Ellington and others in the sheer number and quality of tunes he left behind for us, and a life that spanned over 82 years. Doesn't get any better than that right there. From one legend to the next, here's Burt Bacharach with the 1965 song High Temperature, Low Resistance. That was arranger, record producer, and composer Buddy Bregman with the 1956 tune Go Kicks. Buddy is best known for his work with Bing Crosby and the Queen of Jazz, Ella Fitzgerald. His work with them has provided multi-platinum albums and given jazz lovers plenty of music to come back to. He was a good setup guy. Now let's listen to the great Archie Shepp with the 1971 song Stick 'Em Up off his album called Four Losers.
Stick 'em up and get ready. Take your hands off my cousin Betty. I saw you late last night with your flame. You kissed her and she kissed you again and again. Get ready, 'cause girls don't play that game. Ready. Take your hands off my car. kiss you again and again.
Neon Jazz, Joe Dino.
Was the master of the jazz piano, Mr. Bud Powell, with his take on the tune T for Two, which we heard earlier on in the show. He played with the best, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, Mingus, and many more. But he was not the showman these cats were, thus he did not get the acclaim. But many musicians credit his creativity as being off the charts. He should be the leader of a book called The Sidemen in Jazz. Let's spice up this neon jazz bag of shorts with a kick. Here's the great Louis Prima with the song Baby Won't You Please Come Home.
Oh, baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your little daddy's gonna be all alone. I have tried in vain never no more to call your sweet loving name. And if you go, you break my heart. I never thought that we could part. For every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? I need you badly. Won't you hurry, 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 hurry? Baby, won't you?
Baby, won't you please? Won't you please?
Baby, won't you please?
About some more neon jazz.
Do it.
Baby,
That was bebop trumpet hero Miles Davis with a rather sedate song off the 1958 soundtrack called A Censure pour le Chiffon, with the song Visite du Vigile. Of all things Miles would do, there was always a silver lining. He would do it once, and he would move on. Whether it was an idiom or a concept, he was in and out, and that was the kind of cat he was. But he had some longevity. Let's get a quartet to heat things up here on the show. This is the Modern Jazz Quartet with the 1973 song, Don't Stop This Train.
Talking about your woman, I wish you could see mine. You talking about your woman, I wish you could see mine. Every time I start loving, she bring eyesight to the blind. I know her daddy got some money, I can tell by the way she walk. I know her daddy got some money, I can tell by the way she walk. Every time she started shaking, them don't begin to talk. She was lying on the bed, a man next door was dying, raised up his head and said, ain't she pretty, don't you know she fine. One look at that woman bring eyesight to the blind. I declare she pretty and the whole state knows she fine. I declare she pretty and the whole state knows she fine. Every time she start loving, she bring eyesight to the blind.
That was what I like to call jazz's voice of reason, Mr. Mose Allison, with the 1959 song, Eyesight to the Blind. He was recently bestowed with the highest honor this country can give a jazz artist. He is a 2013 Jazz Master by the National Endowment of the Arts, and is well-deserved. Coming at you next on this episode of Neon Jazz is the great Johnny Mandel with the 1958 tune, Trip to Corona.
Thank you. is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was one of the most celebrated jazz cats alive today, and he has been all over the map. Mr. Herbie Hancock with the 1966 song Curiosity. And that he has had. Over a 50-year career, he has received 14 Grammy Awards, and he simply never stops. Let's get some guitar on the show. Here's the great Bucky Pizzarelli with his plucking fingers on the 1986 song You Must Believe in Spring.
Thank you.
That was another musician and composer that changed the face of jazz forever. That was Les Baxter with the song Flight in the Andes. Of note, Les scored music for theme parks like SeaWorld in the 80s when other projects dried up, and that was a popular thing for a lot of musicians to do to make a couple bucks.
I would also add here that Les Baxter did a lot of TV work. You know, the whistling theme at the beginning of Lassie, the television series Lassie with Timmy? That whistling theme was composed by Les.
Very nice. And we have said that before on the show. Without you even knowing it, you've probably heard these guys before through popular culture. Right. Here's one of the most promising musicians in jazz these days, saxophonist and composer Joshua Redman with the 2009 song Uncharted.
Gary Smullian. You're listening to and enjoying Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
That was baritone sax man Sergei Shaloff with the song Diane's Melody. He was destined for a life in music. His parents were piano teachers in Boston and laid the groundwork for a storied career that influenced many in jazz. Coming your way next on Neon Jazz is Tal Octopus Farlow with the 1955 song Autumn Leaves.
Thank you.
That was the reincarnation of the great Django Reinhardt with the 2003 live song called Daphne from the great Rosenberg Trio. Setting us away from this hour of jazz songs dedicated to brevity and impact is the great Nelson Riddle with the 1958 song Volare. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man full of short number one hits, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Volare!
Talk to us about our show, send us some suggestions, we'll take a little volare from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Well, sir, another one in the can. Yes. Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick.
Neon Jazz.